Hello, and welcome to MTG Talk. I'm Snick, and Foster cannot be here with us this week, and there are dogs barking upstairs, but I am joined with the Great Stomp.
Hello, everyone.
All right. So, today we're going to be talking about things magic-y. Yay. All right, so I have a pack of Almond Cat in front of me from my prizes at the pre-release. So what we're going to do is we're going to open it up, and we're going to tell you every card that's in the pack, and then we're going to take a quick break. We're each going to write a poem with just the card titles, and then we're going to read them to you guys.
It's going to be pretty fun.
And then we're going to talk about the pre-release, and we're going to leave you in suspense with the banned and restricted announcement you probably already know about, but... Alright, so let's get cracking. Do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. Oh.
Throwing cards everywhere.
Red Corp Spearmaster.
And... Hylogriffic... Ooh.
Illumination?
I'm really bad.
Oh, you make an easy one. Fling.
Mighty Leap.
Doom Beetle.
Greater Sandworm.
Cartouche of Strength.
Impeccable Timing.
Dissenter's Deliverance. Splendid Agonist.
I am bad at this.
Consuming Fervor.
Grim Strider.
Encore Crasher.
Rags to Riches.
That's pretty ballin'.
Mountain and Zombie.
Does the zombie have to be glued into the poem?
Definitely.
Okay.
Okay. We will be back. And we're back! Hi. Okay, so we got our... We're doing haikus, right?
Yeah, two haikus.
Two haikus. We each only use four cards.
Surprisingly.
Alright, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I shall go first. I must say, for anyone who is pretty astute on the matter, I have gone over one syllable just to make it work and make sense. So here I go. As a Grim Strider, Onkrop Crasher Mighty Leap was consuming fervor.
So snapping because it's poems.
Alright, and you're right.
So, the Greater Sandworm, Impeccable Timing, flung from rags to riches. That was our haikus out of a booster pack. That was fun.
It was actually pretty amusing.
Yes.
We still have some extra cards, and I definitely recommend it if you ever draft for some reason and just want to make a poem.
Make a poem.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, I guess we should talk about the pre-release?
Yeah.
Alright.
I was only there for just like the regular rounds, and then a two-headed giant.
Yeah, I was there all weekend. I skipped the last one. I did five events. There were six all weekend.
Oh, wow.
I skipped the last one.
I was going to do a third, but I couldn't find a partner for the other two-headed giant, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well... You could have just been my part.
which one were you doing?
The Saturday night one.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that I had to drive Patrick back. So.
Right.
Yeah.
We probably would have waited.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so how did it go?
I would say, rather interestingly, for the first round, I drafted up a really nice deck on the basis of, I don't know what it's actually called.
Constructed. Limited, open, sealed.
Yeah. I pre-released a deck. That's a verb now. And all based around, what's the card again? Three mana, one red, ends the turn immediately.
Is that the mythic?
Yeah, it's the mythic. It's the mythic.
Oh.
Oh, what was it called?
I don't know.
But yeah, essentially what I did with it was I decided to try and make a Mardu aggro deck. And essentially what I found out was it didn't work too well. I ended up losing because of that card twice. And not, well, I guess not entirely because of that card, because my opponent had a Gideon. that Gideon token is strong.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. When I have to do just 7 damage, all my creatures do exactly 7 damage, he plays down Gideon, and I can't win the game.
But you can.
Well, if I kill the Gideon, I just
didn't have enough damage. Yeah, you gotta kill the Gideon.
Yeah, I didn't have enough damage. Actually, it was your partner that you were with for Two-Headed Giant who beat me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He also got a catcher. That was really good.
Which one? The one where I was partners with Foster or Dusted?
I believe it's Foster.
Yeah?
No, sorry. It's Dustin.
Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin.
Okay. Cool.
That was against us.
Alright. Anything else interesting happen?
Second Son. That was an omen from the God Pharaoh himself. Essentially, I just cracked open the pack for the Two-Headed Giant, ended up drawing not only a promo Second Son, but also a regular Second Son. So, I think it was...
Combo for the win?
Yeah, combo for the win. My partner and I made a deck. I was essentially the ramp deck to get the Second Son out. He built a deck around, well, just pure value. We got some really good -1/-1 black-green synergy going on. That was pretty good.
We didn't see that.
Yeah, you didn't see that because he got mana screwed that one time.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. And we lost because of that. Close, but lost. And would you kindly like to explain to our listeners exactly... What you did?
You didn't lose because of that.
Yeah, I didn't
lose. You lost because of my cancel.
Yes. I was not aware that cancel was reprinted in this set. So, yeah, that was quite a surprise.
I was playing a deck that had 4 Essence Scatters and 4 cancels, and 2 of those guys who you sacrificed returned to instant or sorcery from your graveyard.
That's vile.
And my partner was playing a black-green aggro / mid-range. I play these little guys really quickly, and then I'll play a bunch of big dudes.
Yeah.
So, we did that.
It worked
that was
out
the
right.
thing I do. I stop them from doing things, and he just continues to attack.
Yeah, for me it was just ramp, and then my partner just kept us alive.
Yeah.
I got that big Hydra, though, each time. So
yes.
That evolve cost is amazing.
But the reaction when I top deck that
top
cancel,
deck. That was
right when the second son was about to be cast for the second time.
For the second time, yeah. And mind you, that we've done this, we managed to pull it off twice, at least, but sadly we lost both times.
Yeah.
Answer.
I won with it in the Swiss quite a bit.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. It was like, I built a blue-white flyers deck.
Yeah.
And I'd have a wall of flyers, and we'd be at a board stall, and then I'd be like, oh, second stun.
Yeah, and then stall for 7 turns, and...
It forces... I love the card because it forces your opponent to play on a 7-turn clock.
Yeah. Guaranteed, almost.
Yeah. And it makes them play worse.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They have to attack to deal damage and force the win quicker.
Yeah.
And then you get the optimal blocks out of the deal.
And the most important part is, you better be paying attention, I mean the opponent, because if you don't know when it's going to drop, you'll be surprised. Luckily I did that for you guys. I had it dice down just so we...
Oh, I was doing the ticks.
Oh, you're doing that too?
Yeah, okay. I was doing the I had the 7 ticks written out, and I was crossing one every turn. And then I realized you had the dice. It was like, well, I don't need to do this anymore. I was paying attention because it happened to me once in the first tournament on Saturday where I got second stunned, and I was sitting there like, okay. And then I started counting, and then I stopped counting after 3.
Yeah.
And I didn't know when it was coming. Yeah.
Quote the Beatles, here comes the sun.
Yeah. That was entertaining.
Yeah, I would say it was a pretty fun pre-release. By far, one of my favorites so far. I like the cons a lot.
They had actual good blue cards.
Yeah, those were some pretty good blue cards. Like that...
Essence Scatter?
Yeah, actually.
That's probably the best blue counter spell they printed since Silengar's score.
Was that a hard counter, or...?
It's counter creature spell.
Yeah, so it was a hard creature counter, which I was surprised by.
Yeah, I know, you're like... I don't think there's any creature counter in this set.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to that.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Oh, there's free?
I don't edit.
Oh, there. Oh, you don't?
Oh, no, oh, okay. I don't edit. I just truncate silence.
Just truncate silence.
I'm going to hear all that. My computer really froze, apparently, and I think it kept recording.
Yeah, it did keep recording if you saw those sound waves right at the start. All right.
Yeah. where he just jumped and set up with us. Yeah. So let me think. My first deck. So Friday night, I played in the Twitter Giant with Foster, and I played a. I want to say I played the Jund deck. Yeah, I played the Jund deck. I think. No.
I must admit, color fixing was rather good in that limited.
In green.
Oh yeah. Well,
you had to be green.
Well, you don't. Well, except for those white guys.
He played Jund. I played black white zombies.
Ah.
That's what happened. So I actually did get to live the dream.
Yeah.
Of having we had two of the black white zombies.
Oh.
So when each opponent loses one life.
That's good.
One.
Yeah.
And it's
like
each opponent, so it's a two and a giant. I had two of them out, and then I played Stir the Sands Hard Fast. So I had three zombies, and they lost four for each zombie.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was fun.
That is a great. It's not even a lightning bolt. That's a stone of flames on a zombie.
No, it was better. Because I got three zombies, three triggers. Zombies.
Yeah, three triggers, yeah.
Oh, 16 life swing.
Yeah, that's a good, was it more than a half?
Okay. I only get three life.
Oh, okay.
Because I only get one life for each trigger. But because it's each opponent hits them twice on each. Yeah, it was like, I gained six, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One off each for each zombie. That was fun.
Yeah, we got killed that way. Not with a zombie, but with another one, which did X damage.
Lose X life, the aftermath?
Yes, that one. That was terrible. That was another one of the Second Sun games, and unpleasant.
Yeah, and Saturday morning, I played a green-red deck, and I went 1-4.
Yeah,
so green-red sucks. Don't play red.
It's better than I can do.
With a green red deck?
Yeah, with a green red deck.
Yeah.
Or just limited in general. But I must admit that.
You know that means I won once and lost four, right?
Yes, exactly. It's better than I would do in limited.
Alrighty. And my only win was to my opponent getting mana screwed.
Ooh. Okay, never mind. I rescind my earlier statement.
But it's because I was playing red. Red sucks.
Red didn't seem to perform that well in that limited, I found.
No.
What else? There was a lot of cards that focused a lot on discard, but I didn't really receive much of the discard required. And then even when you get to that point, a lot of the time you ended up not having enough power to really beat in against the much matter creatures that were definitely
there. You need to pair it with a color that had big things.
Yeah. Which is green, white, and
red was the support color that you splashed for, probably as your third color.
Yeah, actually, what was it? In the Mario list, it evolved into a, Orzhov list, and then it became an Abzan list afterwards.
Did you notice that the pools were, pushing you towards two colors heavily?
Yes, definitely.
It was like, you have more of these cards, you have to build these colors.
That was definitely true. But the nice thing is that it really did work a lot with dual colors, I found. Dual colors worked really nicely.
Yeah, but it was like, I opened up my pool, and everything else was terrible except for my red and green.
Yeah.
And all my pools were like that.
That's understandable. Because that's the issue I actually had with the Mardu list, is that I at one point I realized that green and white and black were the better ones, but even then the cards weren't really stellar, but they were they could perform.
Okay. So the second event is where on Saturday is where I played the blue white flyer deck with the Second Sun. I had 9 flyers, 2 of the bouncy Drake. Nice. One of the uncommon blue-white guy.
Yeah.
That was the bomb.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
My other non-flyer creatures were the 2/3 Vigilance with Embalm.
I forgot what his name was. He's the one of the crop guys.
Yeah, but it was just stupid.
We really should have like a page open.
Yeah, we probably should, but you know.
I'm
just going off memory with the pre-release.
Like, man, these guys are really sweet.
And I had two of the. I opened up as my promo the 4/4 Sphinx for four that flies that you cycle.
Too?
No, the. I don't think he has embalmed.
That's for sure.
It's the. Does he?
Hold on. Let me see if I can.
With where whenever you cycle, you scry one.
Oh no, that one didn't have cycle. It was one of the same.
So I ended up with two of them because I opened one in a pack and one was my pre-release promo.
Nice.
So I had two of them in the deck. I had two of the what's it called? The four cost flash O-ring.
Cast out.
Cast out, yeah.
Cast out. That the cast out was actually a really nice card I found.
Yeah, but like I found like pools just weren't opening them, and all of a sudden I opened two in one pool. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And then like two impeccable timings, and then two of those bounce a tap creature draw card. So, oh yeah, and three essence scatters.
I don't
recall like the exact numbers in my list, but. That's what was in my pool that was notable that I remember.
It seems like it could have performed.
Yeah. It didn't.
That's like, I'm actually surprised by that.
I drew a bunch.
You said you had to scry, you had to draw.
Like, it's just a slow, grindy deck, right? So
yeah, and by that
I drew the first round, and then I lost, and then I won two, I believe. I'm like 80% sure that's what I did.
All right.
Yeah. And I guess for me on Sunday morning, I went back and played again. And I ended up playing Jund.
Again? Or?
Not again. JJ Foster played Jund.
Yeah.
During the 2HG. But I had Aeon Crop Crasher. And Dragon, the
Glorybringer,
and so that's all my red was, and like the pool was screaming, play black green, because I had two of those 5/5 for five. One of the Grim Strider. I had, listen to this, I got two Never to Return.
Never to Return, was that the exile?
That was the destroy creature of Planeswalker for three.
Then you can make them into zombies afterwards.
Yeah, Sergeant Mountain, decided I played against him in one of the rounds, and he slams a Gideon on turn three, and I never hit. It was awesome.
That's amazing. That is
it was like two turns later, never.
Yeah. It feels bad when you use Never to Return, and then your opponent like plays something like a Liliana or Gideon. It's like... Well, that was a waste.
Yeah. But see, the thing was, I didn't care about playing it because I knew I had a second one.
Yeah.
I still had another out. And I also had the XL, I had two of the 5-cross XL target creature.
XL target creature.
The common.
Yeah, that's the zombie one I was thinking of. Let's see what it is.
Yeah.
Was it actually common? Oh, no.
It
is common, yeah. Final reward.
Yeah. So I had two of those. So I had some pretty good removal.
Yeah.
Along with two of the great cartouches. And then just, like, solid creatures. It was fun. I got third in that one.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
That's how I got this pack.
The poem pack.
Yeah.
I will personally call it.
Poem cat.
Poem cat.
Yeah. Poem cat. That's what we're calling it from now on.
It's just poem cat. But I must say, some cards I did like to see during the limited was the trials. So the Trial of Ambition, Zeal, I believe it's Knowledge and Solidarity, as well as Strength. Those are the ones that kind of got affected by the cartouches.
Yeah, but I didn't like all the cartouches. People were forcing it too hard.
Yeah.
I feel like the green and the blue are the only ones that I'd ever consider playing.
Personally, I really like the white cartouche, just because it gave the +1/+1 first strike, as well as a warrior token.
Take away the thing about it, Would you play a card that was one way, create a warrior?
Normally, no.
Yeah, then you probably shouldn't play this card.
Fair enough.
Now, would you play a card in blue that was one in a blue, draw a card?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Right? Like,
yeah,
it replaces itself. It feels like, I want my effect on this aura because it's probably getting a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
I want this effect to not need other cards around
it. Oh, okay. So
to be good, I want the effect from an entering to count as a card.
That's actually rather convenient that it happens on it.
Because the green one fights. It's a removal spell.
Yeah, yeah.
So the green one is a removal spell.
It's too bad that the clause happens. It doesn't happen
before. I would not play the black one because I would not pay black and two to put one -1/-1 counter on something.
Yeah, the black one's pretty bad in that case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, like, that's how I'm evaluating these.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them like, if this wasn't a aura that gave bonus to my creature, it was just a sorcery spell.
All right.
Would I play this card? The blue one is kind of iffy. I give the exception that it's not really a 2-for-1 because it is drawing you a card as it comes in.
Yeah.
So that's why
why it seems pretty stellar.
Yeah.
And it gives the creature flying, which is great for evasion, especially in
the Well, yeah. That's just my feeling on the cartouches. Other people disagree with me. I still don't like the embalm cat.
Oh, the 1-1
lifelink. 1-1 lifelink for one.
It did not perform well unlimited.
I never play a 1-1 for one.
Yeah, naturally.
Even if it has lifelink and embalm, I'm like, I need to see this wreck my face before I play it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like, if I'm constantly getting wrecked by this card, I might consider it. Like, the White Eidolon from Theros, that was really good and limited because it was a very Voltron set.
Yeah, you're also killing it as well, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
But that cat was just a 1-1 lifelink that embalmed.
Well, the way that worked was you drop that on turn one and then you just bestow onto it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Bigger,
and then everything pops off after.
Yeah.
That's how that worked, and that's why that Eidolon was good. This cat is like, eh.
Just a cat.
It's just a cat. It's not that great. People were too high on it, I found, at the pre-release.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was playing, and I'm like, why?
I must admit, it did look beautiful. They might have been entranced by that, like, kind of gold paint around
its eyes. I asked somebody why, and they said, because you get to reuse it. It's like having a 2-2. I'm like, no, it's not. You can't trade with a 3-2.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I hate
that argument where they're like, it's like having a 2-2 because you bring it back. No, it's still like having a 1-1, except for you get to play the 1-1 twice.
You know what's like having a 2-2? True Heart Duelist. It's like having a 2-2.
Yeah. Oh. I just can't wait to see somebody draft a bunch of those and just nothing happen.
Nothing happens, yeah. If it were more...
I want to play the guy who just drafts them.
Yeah. But anyways, we're going back to kind of the trials. The reason why I liked them a lot was that Trial of Zeal and Trial of Ambition did a really nice job, as well as Trial of Strength. So black, the jump colors, essentially.
I was really high on the blue one before.
Oh, which one? Let's see.
I don't like it now. I've seen it in play.
Yeah.
I don't like the blue trial as much as I thought I did.
You're essentially only getting one card out of it.
Yeah.
Because you play, you draw three, so you already lost one card, then you discard another.
This format's not as slow as I thought.
Yeah, I was told it's pretty slow, but
yeah,
it's not.
But, no. Like, I also am pretty down on the black one, too.
Yeah, the fact that it forces a sacrifice. Like, we used, my partner used it, and it's helped us a lot. And the fact that you got some cartouches, amazing.
Yeah, but the thing is, there were so much tokens running around.
Yeah, true.
Like, everybody was playing the 1-1 cat, and they were playing the white cartouche. And the only reason that the white cartouche was any good was because, oh, they have that trial.
Yeah.
I just sacked the token, right? And there was that the artifact that when you cast a creature, you can create a token.
Oh, that's the one for Oketra. I don't know if it's the monument of Oketra or... But yeah.
It's the artifact.
Yeah, it's the artifact. That one performed... Yeah, Oketra's monument.
Yeah.
That one was really cool.
I also hated my opponent, who had the when a token enters, gain a life.
Ooh, that's the...
The white guy.
Yeah, the...
The 1-3.
Is it the Vizier of Embalming, or...
I don't know.
Because I know he, like, she embalms, anoints her priest. She embalms herself, so, yeah, that was really good.
That was fun. Where you're just sitting there, I'm like, okay, I'm going to cast this creature. Get a token, get a life, get a token, get a life.
I'm actually wondering how she will perform outside of Amonkhet. Or just
try to remember in the black white token deck you have.
Yeah, I might consider it.
Just see how it goes. Just throw it in there and be like, I'm going to make three spirits gain three life.
And then when she dies, I get a privilege of 1/3 afterwards. Like, well, I get another 1/3 with embalm.
Oh, you know what's even better?
Oh, what?
When you embalm, you're, the tokens that get flying in vigilance.
Yeah.
Plus the plus one.
That's what I was going to segue into, because it becomes a 2/4 with flying in vigilance. So,
yeah,
that works. You drop 1/3.
Just cut Bitter Blossom.
Yeah, I could do that, actually.
Because Bitter Blossom is like, it's good, but it hurts you so much.
It's true. I find that the biggest thing about Bitter Blossom is that it helps chump block a lot of the time. There's not a lot of trample currently in the modern format that I find, but...
Yeah.
And you don't see burn as often as well.
That's just fair meta.
Yeah, fair enough. Well...
Our red player started playing blue. Did you hear that? Sergeant Mountain was playing a Jeskai deck, and I believe he was playing Snapcaster Mage and Geist's Entrapped in that deck.
That is awkward.
Yeah. Sergeant Mountain, what are you doing?
What else is was there cool?
He just kept telling us it was a red deck all modern on Friday before the pre-release. He was like, it's a red deck. It's a red-white deck.
It has red in it, but...
It's a red-white deck.
Oh, yeah, and then another hopeful card from Amonkhet, if we're going to apply it to modern, is Vizier of Remedies. Like, I know that I've personally been playing Todless Pod, a.k.a. Azan Coco, and I might consider her just because she's a little bit cheaper, but an offensive bolster is better for the beatdown currently.
And what we're talking about cards for modern, from Amonkhet, or sorry, Poemkhet.
Poemkhet.
Yeah, we keep messing that up. I'm sorry. Wizards, we apologize for mispronouncing your set. We know it's Poemkhet. But even Mind Sensor is in this set.
Yes, that was stellar. Actually, I went to check the pricing on it. I was like, whoa, $1? That's amazing. They're currently $1.
Well, were they uncommon in their original printing?
I don't know. I don't know how exactly Future Sight worked. I know that it was one of those Future Sight cards, naturally. So it did time travel forwards, but...
Yeah, and sometimes they cop out because the card was too good and they throw it in a Master's Edition.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Anyway.
I am happy to finally get a playset of Even My Sisters on the cheap. So that is one good thing for modern, and I would like to see...
I would love to see people who have, like, two of the old one, two of these, and go, no, now I've got to buy some of the Poemkhet ones.
Yeah, just so they all look the same.
All right. So, we do have a little bit of news. We're going to talk about... the banned and restricted list update.
Oh boy.
Yay. So, let's start with standard. You want to talk about all the bannings we had in standard?
I believe it is a total of nothing. The exact
total amount, of nothing?
The exact same amount of God Pharaohs currently on Amonkhet.
Okay. There's no God Pharaohs?
Yeah, there's no God Pharaohs currently on Amonkhet.
Well, what are you doing?
Next set, there might be a change.
I honestly feel like the next set, because if you look at the abilities we have, they're across three colors, and they're all across shards.
Ooh, I like that.
So we're going to see Maker Bolas's effect on the plane, making everybody, all the cards, multicolor in shards with these abilities, because when we draft it... it's going to be two of the new set, one of this, and then it's going to work out. And right now, this is just going to be an awkward draft format with the ability across three colors.
Yes,
that's my theory.
It seems plausible, personally.
Yeah.
Because it's like a reverse cons. All of a sudden, you have like the shards, and then they went into the pairs.
Now we haven't had a full multicolor set for a little while now.
Yeah, true.
It's
been three sets now?
Yeah,
three sets.
No. Because Khans of Tarkir was the last one, right?
Yeah, it was the last one.
Khans of Tarkir was a while ago.
Yeah,
so Khans of Tarkir, Faberforge, Dragons, Origins.
Yeah.
Because Khans of Tarkir was the only one that was multicolor. Fate was not.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
So,
and then they went
Fate,
Jules.
Dragons, Origins, Innistrad, Shadows,
Kaladesh.
Oh, we forgot Battle for Zendikar. The Battle for Zendikar block.
Yep,
that was like 9 sets ago or something.
Okay, that was a good while ago.
Yeah,
it says blocks. That would have been better. Yeah, that would be worse.
Like, that was like 9 sets.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Man, I'm getting old.
How do you think I feel? I started when I'm 12.
That's quite a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, right after New Phyrexia came out.
I wish I got to play in New Phyrexia, to be honest.
I never did.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I played Terra.
I played Standard with New Phyrexia cards, but I never played in New Phyrexia.
Yeah.
I played at M12 right after that. And I played Golem deck.
I had
a blue-white control Golem deck.
Nice.
Anyway, I'm going on a tangent now.
Yeah, back to news.
Okay, so what's next?
Modern.
Oh, I can tell you how many cards got banned. We really need to talk about how many cards got banned in this. It blew up all over the internet. There was no changes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Again. Like, can't they just unban something like, "Take my sculptor"? I don't think that would hurt.
I've no good opinion on Jason Mike Sculptor, just because I haven't seen it in play at all, so.
He was banned when I was playing.
Yeah, so.
But I've also done playtesting.
Okay.
Where we're like, hey, instead of Architect of Thought, they're going to be Mind Sculptors, and let's see what this would do to Modern.
Okay.
And we had a Modern Gauntlet, and we played against it, and Jace did nothing. Jace, like, it was like, I have to play him on turn 8. For him to be really good.
Yeah.
If I jam him on turn 4, he doesn't do anything. Because he just dies too easily.
Yeah, he's a 3 drop, so he just gets...
A 4 drop.
Well, sorry, pardon. I meant loyalty-wise.
Yeah.
Correction. It does get a plus 2, though, so it does require 2 Lightning Bolts to take care of.
I'm sorry, but my Goblin Guide attacks Jace, I bolt your Jace.
Yeah, usually.
Right? That's how Modern went.
Yeah.
I played against the red deck, and I was like, Jace does nothing. I side out Jace.
Nothing.
Like, he does bounce, but it's like I just paid 4 for a Brainstorm and Sorcery Speed in Modern.
Yeah.
Like, he did test it.
He doesn't seem stellar when I look at him now. Yeah, he does not seem that amazing.
No, it was the combination of him with Stoneforge Mystic and Batterskull and the swords.
I understand. Yeah, that would make for an amazing deck.
I looked at the deck lists.
Yeah.
The Cobblade decks that got him banned.
Yeah.
He is only on there from a day zero ban because he was the boogeyman and got banned in Standard.
Hmm. All right. Well, it wasn't rush format, so.
Yeah.
Also...
I would be slightly interested, like, because they're doing these quicker bannings.
Yeah.
They should be pulling things off and just testing waters.
Yeah, actually, they're not in tournaments anymore, so.
Like, there's no Pro Tour for it anymore. Like,
exactly.
If they were just go, hey, Blood Raid Elf, let's see what you do.
Yeah.
Right? Even though Blood Raid Elf was really bad.
Yeah.
But see, with the cards they've currently printed, how bad this could be, right?
Yeah.
And if it is really bad, you just ban it at the next banning, which is, what, in, like, 2 months or something?
Pretty much every set now, it seems.
No, there's, like, the set comes out.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a few months later, they do a banning.
Oh.
Then a few months, set comes out, and then they do a banning on the Monday after the pre-release.
Yeah.
So they're doing quicker
bans.
Announcements now, so why not be pulling things off?
Just test it, yeah.
Yeah, and just let the players go, right? Like... Don't pull everything off, but like, hey, this card might be okay. Let's unban it, see what it does. Look at how long Grave Troll took to get banned again.
Yeah, that's
that took forever. Like,
but
it was like...
They changed it.
Yeah, and it was only because they printed Prized Amalgam.
Yeah.
Grave Troll would have done nothing otherwise.
Because even before, like, we obviously saw this, because he was banned before it was there, so... And it did nothing.
Yeah.
At all.
So, obviously, it's just see what it does with the new cards.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the one that we usually say no changes to.
Oh, yeah.
Legacy. We got a banning. I was on the verge of buying this card about 2-3 weeks ago. And then I remembered the pre-release was coming up and I needed money for that, so I didn't buy it. Sensei's Divining Top is bad.
That is pretty astronomical because that is a pretty big hit to Miracles.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering at the moment, how much
money.
Do you need
a miracle?
Perhaps. I do need a miracle for this, for the deck to survive at this rate. But,
You lost your miracle.
Anyways,
I really wanted to play the deck, but.
Yeah. How much would it have cost you if you did buy all your Sensei Divining Tops?
Close to 150 Canadian.
Yeah. So.
And now I think they're pretty cheap.
Yeah. Well, actually, because that's great for Commander.
Yeah, but I already got one for Commander. I guess I could, but I wasn't going to pick them up just for Commander at $40 a pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
For me, I might actually invest
now. It was like
now.
$35.93 or something like that each. Canadian, I was like,
ooh.
Because they were at like $45 like 2 weeks before that. I was like, yeah, I just click buy.
Well, it's good that you jumped the gun there and saved yourself, so.
You mean that I wimped out?
Yeah, wimped out rather, yeah.
Yeah.
Idiot.
All right, so let's talk about
Vintage.
Vintage. There's actually things that happened in Vintage. There was, remember that card that got banned in Modern? Yeah. Gitaxian Probe is now restricted.
Where is it legal now?
Legacy.
Just Legacy? Okay, good. I thought I would.
I have my promos. I have 4 promos.
Actually, that's really disappointing. Because I was thinking I might have to put those in with my tokens.
Alright, and Gush. Gush is also restricted. Oh, we should probably say what these cards do. Right?
Fair enough.
Let's go back to Sensei's Divining Top. We are really bad at this.
Well, this is my first time doing this, so.
Be quiet.
It's true.
Sensei's Divining Top is an artifact that costs 1, and it has an ability of 1. Look at the top 3 cards of your library, put them back in any order. And it has tap, draw cards, and put Sensei's Divining Top on top of its owner's library. The Taxing Probe costs 1 blue Phyrexian mana.
And could you enlighten me what a Phyrexian mana is?
I pay 2 life or a blue mana.
Gee whiz, 2 life? That's a lot.
No, it's not. and sorcery, it says, look at target player's hand, draw a card. You know how many Delver decks were based around that?
Practically all of them.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for all the Prowse decks as well as Storm back then.
But the funny thing is, what's the Death Shadow Zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Is like the biggest deck right now. Oh, right, yeah. After that got banned. It's like,
it's somehow evolved. Which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. And Gush. Gush is 4 and a blue instant. You may return 2 islands to you control to their owner's hand. Rather than pay Gush's mana cost, draw 2 cards. Later in the game, I'll just take these back and draw 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a total of 4 cards.
What restricted means is that they can only play 1 copy in a deck. I don't think anything is actually banned in Vintage. Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't. Yeah. That is way out of my price range.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. And where did we find the Commander stuff that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, the Commander stuff? I practically only heard this from other sources, as well as seeing the Commander webpage, like the actual official site for it. That
Commander
banlist, yeah.
Update 2017.
Yeah, this shocked me in particular because, well, it shouldn't have, but it hit my wallet. I don't believe the Wizards takes care of the ban list for Commander, does it? It just puts it on Gather, from what I believe. Because it's the Commander Committee that specifically does the ban list?
Yeah.
But let's see.
Oh, this is the update. What people are saying on Twitter about it. We do not have a reliable source right now.
Yeah, not from Wizards.
Reddit? Yeah, we should definitely listen to Reddit.
But, like, from other places I've seen, everyone's abuzz on Leibold, Emissary of Tress, getting banned, and Protean Hulk getting unbanned.
Protean, what?
Yeah, as a... how much Commander do you play, usually? I haven't even heard this card until apparently it was unbanned, so... It is actually quite amazing that it was unbanned for Commander.
Let's see what Protean Hulk does. What? When it comes in, it's put into a graveyard from place, search your library for any number of creature cards with total converted mana cost, 6 or less, and put them into play, then shuffle your library. That's sweet.
Yep, you just take your deck, and if you're playing a lot of creatures, flip it over. Or how Commander players would do it, they will get all the combo pieces and just combo off right away.
I don't play with combos.
Yeah, personally I don't either, but for those inclined, they could definitely do
it. Oh man, I love the flavor text. Meat and eggs, we eat!
Borbi Yorgamos? I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the classic Gristlebrand All-Star.
Borbi Yorgamos?
Yes, that sounds quite right.
Yeah. So, but yeah. I guess... Those were the bannings and things.
Commander.
There were no tournaments that happened, so we're not going to talk about those. Because, you know, tournaments and things. Oh no, there's dogs down here now. Why would there be dogs down here? They might start barking and ruin this whole thing.
They might start barking at the poem cat packs, because there's a lot of cats in that set.
Like
an astronomical number of them. I'm pretty impressed.
I make some bad jokes, but that was really bad.
I'm working with what I got.
Alright, so anything you want to say to all the dear listeners? Let's be honest, there's probably one out there.
All one.
All of one, and we probably know the person.
Yeah, to that one guy, believe in yourself. I'm proud of you for listening to us ramble on.
For like 43 minutes or so, I think. Well, yep. We've been talking for 43 minutes. Who knows what truncated silence is going to do to this whole thing.
Yeah, it's gonna change it.
Yeah. But yeah, this one has not been particularly long.
I didn't really have much to talk about.
Set review thing that we did was like 2.5 hours.
Oh wow, that's impressive. There's a lot to talk about there.
Yeah, like we just picked 15 of our favorite cards.
Yeah,
and there were 3 of us.
Oh,
so we went over each card and everybody said like what they felt about the card, and we did that for 45 cards.
Yeah,
out of the whole set, I looked at it and I was like, we're not. Like, Foster brought it up as giving every single card. I was like, we're not doing a 7-hour podcast.
So what do you guys think about mountains?
I hate them. They were just me, Sergeant Mountain, sitting there, hate them. And then he goes, I like them. Hate them. I like them. Yeah.
Nice.
And then eventually we hear a nice slap, and that's me hitting the floor. Yeah. I would say, still just doing things magic-y. Anyway, this has been our episode. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Farewell.
Should we sing a musical exit here?
We'd have to improvise. Unless we go what's it called again? Hello, farewell, something. I don't even know the rest of that song. This is like going to be...
Oh, the podcast will come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Yep,
Red Sox, Blue Rocks.